Welcome to Cinemondo with Kathy and Melanie. I had to bring Melanie in from Pradaisy Reviews because we have a new Surya movie. They've only given us little snacks, little tiny tastes. This looks like it's a little bit more. I think it might still be a teaser, but I don't know. Yeah, teaser. Sizzle teaser.
I love him.
He's so good. You love him. The Rolex scene. I cannot never get enough of that. He brought so much humor and weird. People are like, why are you laughing? I'm like, because it's Surya and he's being funny. He's over the top. Kanguva?
Probably Kanguva.
Kanguva, directed by Shiva. You know who's also in this?
Bobby Deol.
Oh.
Okay, I love Bobby Deol's new era of kind of playing villains and weird characters, and I'm all about it.
Oh my god! Like,
he
almost stole Animal, and that was something.
Oh my! He comes on, like, how many hours into that movie were we before we finally saw him?
I know.
And then time just stopped. I'm like,
it did, and I love, like, in the trailer for Animal where he's just the end, and he has him opening the door with the knife, and he's all like, come in. And you're just like, this guy's amazing. Who is this? What's happening? Like, so it's so good. So we have two incredible actors in this. Cannot wait to see this. So I think we're going to get a little bit of footage in this. So I'm hoping it's a sizzle teaser. So I'm assuming that means they're going to throw in some footage. So okay. I can't wait. Okay. Here we go.
Wow. Already. Wow.
What? Epicness. What? Oh my god. There he is!
The tiny little baby elf.
Monty! Kanguva!
Okay.
What?
Obviously, the screaming is like every Bahubali poster. Remember that?
Yes.
So they did that little live action screaming at each other's face for us. That was just the same.
Oh, so good. Oh my god. That was epic. Holy shit. That CGI looked good.
Epic. What?
So much overhead, so much scope, huge crowds, boats and mountains. Oh my god. I love the quick short little thing with the alligator's eye. That
was, yes.
Oh my god.
Because we had so many, like, huge scenes and so many people and, like, yellow powder and whatever. And then all of a sudden we just get – and it's not two – I love it. It's just one eye.
It's one eye. Really, and it takes a moment. Like, it gives you a beat to rest for a second. But you're still on edge. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, I know we're freaking out. But, my God, I did not expect it to be that good. Holy shit. I mean – and I honestly can barely recognize Surya in this. Like, I'm looking going –
holy –
I think it's him.
And Bobby Deol as well. I'm like,
yes.
Bobby Deol and Dreads. Okay, I'm there. What?
It's so good. The styling is great. The wardrobe looks great. The violence looks crazy. I mean.
That is a visual spectacle right there. That is a, you want to come to the theater to see this. You do not want to watch this on your cell phone, people.
Because that is a big screen movie.
Yeah. Right?
Oh my
god. That is just screaming, you have to see this in the theater.
You have to see this movie. I mean, that I they're definitely going for epic fantasy spectacle.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what it's about exactly. But I don't care.
Kathy, I'm here with you. I don't care when I go to, because it's Surya in like some fantasy, whatever, an indeterminate time. Whatever, I'm there. Like,
give me it. That's what I want. Give me that right now.
Give me.
And no, him and I'm really hope there's a lot of scenes of him with Bobby Deol acting together, because those guys are just gonna just put the screen on fire with their reading.
Now, since this is a Tamil film, it may be released in multiple languages, and I have a feeling that Surya could probably handle doing the Hindi dub.
Oh,
himself. Okay. But I doubt that Bobby Deol could do Tamil. So probably the Tamil version, most of any big dialogues, you know, any big I'm the villain and here's the reason why I'm the villain dialogue are going to be dubbed. But him just yelling the guy's name or whatever, that's probably, just yelling and looking.
Yelling and looking. That's looking what we want.
That's pure. But this biggest dreads around it. You're probably Neil.
So funny. Oh my God. It was so good. And it creates so much atmosphere and the environments felt very fleshed out. It didn't feel like it was really superficial or, you know, stagey. Oh, yeah. It felt very organic.
The CGI or whatever just really looked decent because definitely there's been, we don't have to name titles.
But we don't need to say who.
We don't need to say, but everybody knows what we're thinking about when there's been plenty of other movies that were like, yeah, that was a green screen. No, that's not that great. No, that doesn't look that good.
Listen, that lighting is bad. That's not good. How it works. I mean, you've got to invest and give the people the time who are doing the CGI to really dial it in, or you're going to ruin your whole movie. I mean, it's worth it to pay for the people who are good and use it wisely. I mean,
I had an interesting message from one of our viewers on Twitter today saying that Dune first and second movies, a lot of the CGI work was done in India. And so I do think which I have no reason why not to think that's true, but you know, I just feel like there's like leaps and bounds happening, right? And how these movies are looking. And Surya, I didn't see who the production company was, but Surya does have his own production company. I'm sure they're involved in some way. But it's as you said, you put in the money to make it look right.
Exactly.
It's so effective, right? Yeah.
You don't have to use it a lot. Just use it diligently and in the right places, and it will sing. Like, I thought the boats, I mean, clearly that was going to be CGI. It looked beautiful. Like, pure fantasy, gorgeous. You know, I don't know, this movie. Oh my God. I mean, he totally like had styled himself to look really different. You know, he looks like, and we've seen some, you know, teasers about him. I didn't expect it to be such a big, huge epic. Like, it felt almost more like The Goat Life. Like, he's lost in, you know, he's this kind of guy who's on, you know, in the wilderness or something, and he's a rebel, but no, this looks like way more than that.
No.
We have a couple posters.
Yeah.
We've talked about this one before.
Okay, now this is interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay, because
he's present day.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say. He's present day. And then I assume that's, do you think that's Bobby Deol? I mean, I'm seeing it small.
I know. I'm not sure because the profile is hard to tell. And unfortunately, it's a little lower.
Okay. But it's like the top half makes between the wings. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's going through some kind of time vortex, whatever, something, right?
What?
Happening? I like what? Anything that's even remotely like 24, where he did that time travel and whatever, like, I'm all about.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking about. Look at him, like, this looks like 24. What's going on here?
Because that definitely is a modern day outfit on top. So, and the hair. Look at the hair.
Yeah, what the hell? If you guys can fill us in. So we have a couple other little posters too.
I don't even know what the title means. Yeah. Because
they said it a lot.
And you see, go to the next poster again. Okay. Yeah, because look at the way the G is with like the sword kind of in the middle of it.
And we also have some little pointies in the A's. Very metallic.
Why is there, it's almost like there's an explosion or a volcano behind him.
Oh yeah.
Look at that landscape. It's like everything is burned to ash. Smoke. What is going on with that?
What is happening? Does anyone know what the hell is happening in this movie? Because I am lost.
Okay, viewers who read Tamil Press. What the hell?
What are they trying to tell us?
Inquiring reviewers want to know.
I know. I bet now, because the sizzle reels come out, that there's so much more footage, we're going to have lots of breakdowns about it. I mean, I would love to, like, have us watch it a bunch more times and then break it down later.
Okay. Very, very cool. Obviously, besides the smoke ash cloud behind him, go back one again. This is so evocative of Braveheart, right?
The style.
Okay. I mean, just even the way whatever he's wearing and his hair reminds me of the Braveheart poster. I'm not saying every man who waves a sword looks like Braveheart, but I'm just saying it's evocative of what I remember of the Braveheart posters.
Right.
Okay, now go again to the next one.
Okay. We have the same kind of smoky destruction background, lots of debris
and like this eagle or hawk or something on his, is it flying or is it like landing on
looks him? Like it's landing kind of but he's small, kind of small, but it's very, it's a very pretty polished poster. You see the debris, we have more flames and embers there. I don't know.
You've taught me to look for those embers.
All I see in the press, this is all I got, is that Kongava is about our hero who travels 500 years from the 1700s to 2023.
What? Is even happening? What?
What? And that's not in there.
Wait, are you saying this is Outlander?
I think so.
Do you see how excited I am? What's Outlander?
Is there a hot chick? We need to know. He says an unfulfilled mission, and Disha Patani is the female lead.
Okay, don't know that much about her, but Syria travels through time to the future when he's a warrior. Are you kidding me?
What is his unfulfilled mission in 2023? To stop the election in America? I hope so. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is crazy. Okay, everything about this makes me more and more intrigued.
When is it coming?
I know. When is it coming out? Someone tell. I know we're yelling now. We're getting very excited. What's happening? Oh my God. Do we have a release date? Let me check if it's out. It says, 2024. That narrows it down. Oh my God. Okay, you guys. That's just teasing us.
Okay.
Anyway. So that was just a sizzle teaser. I cannot imagine what's going to happen when these trailers come out. Holy shit.
Or songs or whatever. Because we got a hint from that one where there was sort of a triangle formation of the with sort of the yellow powder in the air. And they had those costume, whatever, and headpieces and everything. So,
They kept us in the dark about the time travel part. We did not see any present day in that, as far as I could tell. Unless it was very quick. So,
Zero.
All right, you guys, let us know what you think. We had a lot of thoughts. A lot going on. All right. Be sure to follow Perdaisy Reviews, Cinemondo, subscribe, like, comment, hit the bell. Y'all know there's a lot to do. It's very easy, though. But we're dying to know more about anything about Syria, anything about this movie. We welcome the comments. I want to hear more. So catch you guys later.
Bye. Oh my God, I was literally like a little pounding my feet.
I know, it's hard not to be excited when you see something so freaking good. Deal. Oh my God.